You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Olin, shout out to you. Bear down.
Okay.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
The leader of the whole deal, Olin Krutz. He's the heartbeat. He's the soul. He's out there leading the line along with Brian Urlacher, the team captains.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
I thought for 3 or 4 weeks they're the best offensive line in NFL. After today's performance, I don't know how you can argue that. I think this is the best offensive line in the NFL right now.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
We hear all the bigger people talk about the all 22 all the time. You know, the all 22.
I heard Dustin talking about, you know, wait for the big guys come on with the all 22. You know, the big guys, they talk about all 22. I think that's what Dustin said. And I started laughing and I thought, man, I think he's talking about me. But anyway, the throw he had to Zacchaeus, which if you want to watch something, Dustin, I know Dustin's listening to this for all 22. Watch that throw. It's unbelievable for an all 22.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It is always a treat when we get an education from Olin Krutz. Our segment with Olin is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Spiegs is out today. Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and of Marquee is here, who grew up watching Olin Krutz play.
I sure did.
And then, as a professional, now you've seen him speak, too.
I have. Hi, Olin.
Hey, Carmen, how's it going?
Good,
that makes me feel young, Lawrence. Thanks. She grew up. While she was little, I was playing out there.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm older than you, so.
No, Olin, you and I have been in the same room a couple of times. I've been to the O-Line Masterminds Summit a couple of times, and I've gotten to hear you speak and teach, and it's always a thrill for me to get to listen to you and learn from you, most importantly, because I think there's not enough coverage, there's not enough understanding when it comes to offensive line play, especially for how crucial it truly is.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And like, you know, what an event that is that Duke Mannyweather puts on every year, where we get to go out there and talk to young offensive linemen about what it takes to make it in the NFL. And like you said, just kind of teach and bring some of the old guys in there. And like you've probably seen, Carmen, it's really important for them to teach what they know and to pass it on along to the younger generation. So real fun event. A lot of good offensive linemen in the room. I heard you guys had Joe Thomas on. He was on earlier with Mully and Hall. But a lot of guys come and show up and really teach. I got to talk to Will Shields this year about some of the pass pro technique he used when he played. And he was teaching me how he used his hands. And it was an amazing event, even now at this age. And my son was with me, so I got to go with him. He plays O-line at Illinois. So that was a real fun event this year.
I imagine that for you, it's like you get to actually talk your language. Like for us, when you come on, you dumb it down for us. You bring us in. But for you to be able to go to a space where you can just talk the way that you ordinarily would around football players has got to be pretty cool.
It's really cool. It's really cool to be in a room with those guys that 1 year Willie Rolfe spoke, and you know, he was real motivating, and just real motivational speech he gave. And guys like Steve Hutchinson stand up, and Brian Baldinger gets to talk, and it's just really a lot of guys that you've had a lot of respect for over the years. And Lawrence, as you know, you like to go places and learn, right? And learn something from somebody and pick up a technique or learn the way they thought about things or the way they think about things. And really just a fun event. David Deal was there this year, and he spoke, and just Duke Mannyweather does a nice job putting that on, getting everybody to talk to each other, getting everybody to talk about technique. And then we break out into little groups, and you get to help younger centers ask you about, you know, how do you throw your left hand? How do you snap the ball? How do you make this block and that block? So really fun, man. I mean, it's an event that you have to go to realize how much it's doing, not only for the young guys, but for the older guys and their mental health, and get to pass along the knowledge that they have gained over the years of playing, because they're probably like me when you get home and, you know, I have four daughters here, they could care less about blocking and how the way I threw my hands. And although they try to show me their kick step sometimes and tell me how good it is, it really isn't.
That's great. I don't want to spend too much time on the Packers game, but I am curious, as someone who is really passionate about Bears v. Packers, what were you feeling as a Bears alum versus a Bears analyst last week?
You really want to win that game. I think I get the gist of the question you're trying to ask, right? It's like we've been losing so much losing to them. And actually, my last game in a Bears uniform was the loss in an NFC championship game. And you hear all the trash talk up there, and they have the right to. They win a lot of football games against us. So really just as a former Bear, as a Bears fan, and you guys know, like, you know, all my kids are Bears fans. They all grew up here, so our family text chain is all go Bears, and let's go. Caleb's going to get this done. And just really, at that moment, cheering them on to beat the damn Packers, right? And that's the way you say it. Beat the damn Packers and make that play, and kind of deflated right after the interception, but also a little bit encouraged, right? The way the Bears look and the way they competed against a good football team out there. But the difference between, like you're saying, okay, now I got to go back on the radio and talk about what happened and analyst part of it and really point out X, Y, and Z. But during the moment of that drive, because, you know, the first half didn't look great and Packers are getting the ball coming out of the second half, and you're thinking, okay, is this going to be 21-3 and going to be a blowout? And no, the defense did a great job getting off the field, and the Bears scored a touchdown. All of a sudden, man, the game was tied, right? It was tied, and, you know, obviously the Packers go down to score, and we're moving down the field, and it's just a close game. We're just hoping that, heard Caleb talk about the Michael Jordan theory and wanting the ball in his hands, and love to hear that from him, and that he just has to make a better pass on that play. But if you asked me about separating that, yeah, I mean, I was like everybody else at that moment, just a Bears fan cheering for them to beat him.
One thing about that game, Olin, was just Ben Johnson's unwillingness to give up on the run game, because that is what this offense is built off of. And it's what the strength of this offense is right now when you talk about how they can establish themselves and the foundation that's being laid. So much of that obviously has to do then with the offensive line. And what I think they have done such a good job of identifying are players that are not only smart, but they're physical. And it reminds me, not to make you feel old again, but it reminds me of the physicality that I watched the both lines, the offensive and the defensive lines, play with when I was growing up in this city watching this team. How much do you identify with this offensive line group and just the physicality that they have brought back to this franchise?
Yeah, I think 2001, 2005, and 2006 are probably the years that you're talking about when we were a physical offensive line, and we were physical on defense. Obviously, that defense was amazing in those years. But even in 2001, a lot of people don't remember, they gave up under 13 points a game, right? So, yes, I do identify with the way they run the ball. And Coach Dan Roschar, I know some of the fundamentals and the things he teaches his offensive line. I see that on film, the way they run off the ball, the way they get pad under pad, the way their hands go low to high, and they're getting a lot of movement off that ball. Jonah Jackson, who I worried about, moving from left guard to right guard, man, he is as physical as it gets at offensive line at right guard. Dahlman does a great job reach blocking, and then you got the monster, the unicorn, Darnell Wright over there at right tackle, right? And Joe Tooney is just, I mean, the guy is as consistent as I've ever seen on film. He does an amazing job over there. You know, whatever left tackle to put next to him, he's blocking. He's doing the things that he has to do. And like and then Manung guy running a football and breaking helmets and running over safeties. And then Swift's been running hard. And you tell Coach Bieniemy has put his imprint on this offense also, right, the running back coach for the Chicago Bears, and give Jim Dre, the tight end coach, a little bit of credit along with Ben Johnson. Really just doing a really good job with their run game. And I thought they wore down the Packers defensive front there late in the second half and really had control of the game there.
So you talk about the offensive line, and I've been interested in the left tackle position because I thought that we had kind of stopped with the Ozzie Trapillo playing left tackle thing. And then out of need, he has to go back over there. Where can he get better? Well, what's the assessment that you have on his play?
It's just a little thing, just the aiming point, right? And recognizing what the defense and what the front and what technique they're actually in. By that, I mean, if a guy is playing on the tackle, it's called a four technique. If he's playing on the guard, it's called a three technique. And on that last play, the last third and one, not the fourth and one, but the third and one where 55 comes over the top and makes the play of Manung guy, he just is a little short on his aiming point and getting his backside shoulder across. And even on the play that DJ Moore, the one catch he had during the game, I thought it was kind of a design flaw how far out they had. And I know that's almost like you can't say that about Ben Johnson. He doesn't design flaw anything. Yes, he does. So they, you know, they're passing the ball, and I just thought Ozzie was a little short on his aiming point on that run play, and just little fundamental techniques like that, Lawrence. Like when you're on the road versus the Green Bay Packers in a critical football game, that's why you always hear about details, details. Football guys always say that, right? Details, details, details. The walkthrough practice really counts, and it's just stuff he has to learn that he has to get better at. And then just not beating himself on certain plays, taking the proper step. You start to, and the great thing, though, is he's playing next to a guy who never beats himself, right? All he has to do is watch Joe Tooney and Meanies, take notes, the way he does walkthrough, the way he goes through practice. A guy like that, when I watch his film, all I think to myself is the focus and intent he must have during the week, during practice, must be amazing to watch because he doesn't make mistakes. He never beats himself. He's always in the right position. He's pretty much almost always taking the right step. So Ozzie Trapillo just has to learn that from him and he become a pretty competent pro, which like you're talking about, we heard that that left tackle position just wasn't for him during camp, and they threw him back on the right side. And the competition was between Braxton Jones and Theo Benedict, but he took a step during the year, man, and they've believed in him, and he's gone in there, and he's really rewarded them for their confidence in playing pretty good damn football.
I've been trying to figure out what they do because you're not moving Darnell. Like, he's playing at a Pro Bowl level right now at right tackle. So you – I don't want – this is going to sound worse than it actually is. They have to justify where they drafted Ozzie Trapillo. And I'm wondering, is it justified if he's a really good swing tackle, or does he have to play the left side to justify drafting him as high as they did?
No, I don't think they have to play him at left tackle to just – as you know, Lawrence, man. I mean, look. If you get 8 to 10 years and you're on the same team and you're a swing tackle and a starter sometimes, that is a pretty good damn NFL pick in a draft, right? An NFL draft. So he is out there. I don't see a huge difference between him and Theo Benedict. They like his pass pro a little more. I would say, man, at the end of the game, I bet you would have want Theo Benedict's run blocking there, right? So that's the argument I'm sure they're having. Like we're not, you know, we're not seeing things on film that they're not seeing and not discussing during the week. Like, oh, man, on third and one, who would we want out there, right? Probably for a run block, for a cutoff block, probably would want Theo Benedict out there, right? But those are the things they're going through. But I don't see a huge difference between those two guys right now, to be honest with you, with the amount of help that Ben Johnson with his play calling gives to the left tackle. They're always chipping. They're always releasing tight ends and running backs to that side. They're always running screens over there. They're very aware that their left tackle could be a problem. I see all these stats, like PFF comes out and, you know, no pressures, no sacks. Well, the amount of time they're putting in to make sure that that left tackle is getting help. And then, you know, they got a tight end releasing through the inside shoulder of the defensive end. And then here comes Joe Tooney to help him during the play too. So a lot of help over there. And that's what I'm saying. As of now, with those two guys manning that position, I don't see a huge difference there, and I think he can develop into a good football player. And here's the thing, Lawrence, at some point you're going to have to talk to Darnell Wright about a massive contract, and we'll see how that all goes, and maybe that's why you want to have somebody in the wings.
Well, this week, Olin, they're going against perhaps the best pass rusher in the league. He's going for the single season sack record in Myles Garrett. You talk about how they have been trying to help Ozzie Trapillo over on the left side. What can you do against a guy like Myles Garrett who gets past double and triple teams like it's like he's got a favorable matchup? I mean, what kind of help would you expect in this game against Cleveland?
And a good thing is we got to see them play against Nick Herbig and Watt and Micah Parsons. And now here comes the best, right? Here comes the best, probably the guy who's going to be a defensive MVP of the NFL. And he is amazing, and he is big, and he is strong, and he's got all this stuff going for him. And you saw what the Packers did when they moved Micah Parsons over Jonah Jackson to get him away from all that help that they were giving to the left tackle. So all the things that I talked about, right? Chip him from the line of scrimmage, do all the things that you need to do to slow that guy down, run screens at him. You saw the Tennessee Titans. They had a really good run game plan. They had him running up the field and running under him to slow him down. The biggest thing you do against a really good football player is you go out there, especially when it's cold. It's going to be really cold, guys, and the cold slows down the pass rush. It just does. The field is Soldier Field. I don't expect it to be a great field out there. The footing is not going to be great, right? Chip him. Go out there. Start a fight, right? Start a fight. You can't win a fair fight. You can't win a fair fight against a guy like Myles Garrett, right? So if I go out there and I'm going to box a really good fighter like Floyd Mayweather Jr. and I can't hit him, I'm not going to fight him fair, right? I'm going to grab him. I'm going to hold him. Maybe headbutt him a little bit. Punch him in, you know, punch him in the liver. Punch him in the ribs. You just got to work those kind of things against a guy like Myles Garrett, because you could take there's the guys. I always tell this when I work with offensive linemen. This is the kind of guy you could take the perfect set. Throw your hands perfectly. Be in perfect position. All the things they talk about. Arm is from the back, right? A good posture, you know, inside out. And guess what? He's still going to beat you, right? He's that good. And the thing, and where it starts with him, I know everybody talks about his Euro step. Where it starts with Myles Garrett is he can run your butt over, right? And that worries you every single time you take a set. So my advice to Ozzie Trapillo, go out there, make it dirty, make it ugly, and start a fight.
Oh, what's the danger for, because Jim Schwartz defense, wide nine technique. What's the danger for an offensive line when dealing with a team that plays wide nine?
Yeah, they're always shooting up the field, right? And you got to stop the penetration. They're going to stop the run on the way to the quarterback. So the first thing you got to do is get your angles right. Know your angles for a wide nine. You just don't see it a lot, right, Lawrence? You just don't see those kind of guys in a wide nine who are just running up the field, right? Running up the field to a point of quarterback, just trying to get off the ball. Even their interior guys now, I know they've lost Malik Collins, who was playing really good football. Their D tackle, that really hurts them on the inside. It's no surprise that the Tennessee Titans all of a sudden ran the ball for all these yards once Malik Collins got hurt, right? But they do have Graham, and Graham gets up the field on the inside too, and they're always just getting up the field, and your angle's got to be right, and you got to get your head across, and you got to slow them down, right? Because if not, they're up the field, and guys like Myles Garrett will bend on you and make plays in the backfield, and they're just looking to create chaos and get a tackle for loss and put you behind the chains so they can unleash their pass rush. So that is the problem there with that wide nine. They're going to set the edge on you. They're going to force everything inside of them to all the players inside, and then you just got to be able to move guys off the ball there. But you got to be able to stop them from getting into that backfield, creating chaos, getting penetration on your offense, and changing the way you want to run the play.
How can Caleb Williams help this offensive line against Myles Garrett and this Cleveland defensive line?
Yeah, he can get the ball out fast, right? And like I talk about, like, this game may be totally different than people think it's going to be with this weather, right? The weather does slow down the pass rush. There is going to be a run game, and Caleb's just going to have to be efficient when they do ask him to throw the football. So get the ball out, put them in the right plays. If you recognize a blitz, get them out of play. Screens and these things, and then every once in a while when you have the chance, use your legs to beat them, right? Use your legs to get a first down like he has been doing, but just a little more on time in the pocket. You know, when DJ Moore is open, find a way to throw him the ball so he can get some yards too, and just really get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Don't try to do too much against a defense like this, because we all saw against the Pittsburgh Steelers, when you try to do too much against a guy like TJ Watt or Myles Garrett, all of a sudden they're sacking you in the end zone. And like we're talking about with these, how did the Bears lose to the Cleveland Browns? Exactly that.
Oh, as always, man, we appreciate the education. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Olin.
That is Olin Krutz. Before Chicago takes on Cleveland, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction to the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. So how was that to talk football with O-line?
Yeah, it's great. I honestly, one of the things that I really appreciate and why I've gone back to O-line Masterminds like multiple years is just because there's just it just gives you an appreciation for what you don't know.
It's the part of the game that is the most difficult to understand.
And it's almost, most difficult to quantify.
Yes.
Like you, there aren't like cut and dry stats that are easily digestible to understand how, you know, these men that are pillars of these schemes like are operating. And it's like, you know, the biggest thing everybody says about offensive linemen is like, if you don't hear their name, they're doing well. And it's just like, they don't get enough credit. I think that's why I like them so much, because it's just like, they're the underdogs. And because they don't get a lot of credit, like they don't get a lot of the spotlight. And I think that they all have like the best personalities because they never get to show them all. I've always enjoyed that. Some of my best friends from when I worked in Tampa and even just around the league now are offensive linemen or former offensive linemen.
Didn't you do one of the offensive linemen's workouts?
I did. I've worked. So a very good friend of mine, he's actually on the Pat McAfee show, AQ Shipley. He does the In the Trenches segment. He's also now the Cardinals radio color commentator. And he's one of my best friends, and he trains offensive linemen in the offseason. So he works with a couple of different agencies, and he has guys come in. So he has invited me to those workouts, and I have actually gone through offensive lineman workouts. And Lawrence, when I tell you I lasted 15 minutes, like I just, it's, and I mean, I'm not doing the weight that they're doing. Like I'm watching guys literally like do the shoulder press with dumbbells that are each 110 pounds. Like, I mean, just the strength. And but then they're also doing things like there were little big toe stretches and like leverage points. Like it was a platform that was on top of a little ball, and you had to like stabilize yourself only using your big toe, though.
Wow.
Like they're like, so it spans the gamut. And that's why I think I love, again, like diving into offensive line play and talking so much about offensive line play, because there is a finesse to it that I feel like so many people don't get to see or get to understand because it's just not really well covered or readily available to know that. But like, for as much as these guys are just brutally strong, they also have this like real incredible understanding of leverage and just
and technique,
and everything they're doing is so intentional and precise. It's just, I can geek out over it all day because it's just, and I would have never understood any of that had I not gone to O-line Masterminds. So shout out Duke Manyweather. That happens every year. And
I think I'm going to go.
You should. It's really, and like, there's been a lot more college guys that have started to attend. So when I first started going, it was mostly NFL guys. And then over the last few years, you've seen a lot more college guys kind of join the ranks and get to learn from current former offensive lineman in the NFL and like coaches.
Imagine showing up there and being like, oh, that's Olin Krutz.
Yeah, no, it happened. Right? And like he talked about, I mean, like Mark Schlereth like always talks, which he's always fun to hear from. Steve Hutchinson, like there's so many different guys there and like Hall of Famers that show up, and you never even know like who's going to end up showing up there. The reason I started going to was my friend Ryan Jensen, who was the center for the Buccaneers. He was coming off the Super Bowl year? I don't remember if it was the Super Bowl year or the year before, but like he had been, you know, just at the top of his game at that point. No, it was before the Super Bowl, because he wasn't with Tom yet. I showed up with him. He's like, you should come. And I'm like, all right, I'll come. And
look,
it was great.
You see, that's beautiful stuff right there. We need to take a time out. When we come back, there's been an update in the Sharon Moore story, so we're going to talk about that next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, we get to a developing story now on SportsCenter. Former Michigan coach Sherrone Moore appeared via video conference in a Michigan courtroom today. He has been charged with felony home invasion and misdemeanor counts of stalking and breaking and entering. Moore's bond has been set at $25,000. He's been in jail since Wednesday, hours after he was fired for having an inappropriate relationship staff member.
Tanny, thanks for making that nice and plain for people as we get back in to this and talk about it. Carmen Vitale is in for Spiegs, Spiegel and Holmes show. The Sherrone Moore story got more clarity today with the charges actually being filed and finding out a little bit more about what had happened, because it seemed like, and I myself was trying to be delicate about it, because at first, it wasn't really described as an arrest.
Right.
It was described as detained.
Yes. And which can mean something different.
Absolutely. And I think it probably did. I think that there was probably a psych evaluation that went on. Right. They wanted to make sure that he wasn't in a place where he was going to hurt himself. And part of the bond is him getting therapy, him staying on any therapeutic drug that he's on. But clearly, there was some stuff that happened here that was very scary on a bunch of different fronts.
It was. And I mean, listen, mental health is no joke, and it should be treated just as plainly and concretely as physical health when you're talking about a broken arm or this, that, the other. Like, having issues with your mental health, you need treatment, you need medicine, you need whatever it is, therapy, all of that. With that understanding, though, it doesn't excuse committing crimes. It does not excuse the mistreatment of women, of putting them in a very scary situation, which for all intents and purposes is what it looked like. It doesn't excuse, and the biggest thing, too, and I was diving into this, Rachel Hotmeyer of CBS Detroit has done a wonderful job of covering this and using her sourcing to break pieces of this story. And the biggest thing that kind of sticks out to me, I mean, the situation where, you know, he's now been charged. There are, what, three counts of third degree home invasion, stalking, breaking and entering into the young woman's house. But the biggest thing to me is that this was apparently, and this is according to Rachel Hotmire, the third time that he has been under investigation for conduct with women by the university. And this started with him being let go at Michigan, and he was fired despite the fact that there were concerns raised about his mental health and his mental stability as recently as Sunday. He was fired one-on-one in the AD's office without HR present, without security present. And
which could end up being a problem for the university.
For the university. And so it kind of brings into conversation, what culpability does the university have in all of this? And I think that there is a lot. Because if you're telling me that this is the third time that he has been under investigation for his conduct with women, like, the cynical part of my brain is like, if he hadn't lost to Ohio State, would he be getting fired?
We brought this up yesterday, and I can't dismiss out of hand anyone with that cynicism, because and partially because of everything that we're hearing now, how there are plenty of members of that family, of the University of Michigan family, they're like, yeah, we knew that something was going on.
This is not an actual secret. I mean, working in this industry as long as I have, you get to know, like, these kinds of situations, when you're talking about just the infidelity part, the affairs, the open secrets, happen quite a bit. And no one is that naive, especially, again, I keep harping back to, this is not the first time that he has been under investigation for his conduct with women. You talk about the situation where he was found at the young woman's house because his wife reportedly had his location. And you have to think that, like, it was not a secret between, and the people that were raising concerns about his mental health were donors. So, like, that is how far this reaches. It's not just that his family or his inner circle knew that he had issues that were not being addressed. This reached all the way to boosters and donors. And, like, you talk about the entire
alums,
like, people that are around the Michigan program.
There are a lot of Michigan alums, there are a lot of former Michigan football players that have been quoted on pods or their own Instagram or Twitter, been like, oh yeah, like, we knew that this was going on, but not to this extent. And it raises so many questions about I don't want to try to stand on a morality soapbox, but no. I do think that it raises questions on, when is the moment when an open secret is something that should be addressed more openly?
Yeah. And especially when you're considering that the conduct isn't legal. Like, what he is doing is not legal. He is putting women in really bad situation, in danger,
and endangering himself. And then also, if the indictment is to be believed, in some of the quotes that were added to it, like, if what he did was what they said, the idea of self-harm as a way to make someone feel bad, like,
mental health is a real thing. It's a real serious, like, you should take it very seriously. But it does not excuse, I think that's the biggest thing, is it does not excuse that kind of behavior, or putting other people in danger, or putting yourself in danger for that matter. But the thing that's, you know, I hope that Sharon Moore gets the help that he needs. I hope that he is set on a better path now that this has all kind of come to light, and now he can begin picking up the pieces and getting on a better path in life.
But that doesn't mean that he shouldn't have to pay.
I think that comes first. You have to face the consequences. You have to take accountability. And then it also raises more questions of, how much is the university accountable for? Mm-hmm. How do you hold the university accountable? Also, this is not the first time that we're talking about a scandal at Michigan.
The university president 3 years ago had to step down That like even take it away from the football program, which has its own picadillos, but the university president had to step down because of an inappropriate relationship with someone who was on staff.
There was a staffer that was fired that it came out this summer that he had hacked into players and staffers' phones and computers and leaked photos and personal information and photos. Like, this is going beyond like the ha-ha Michigan's cheaters on the football field. This is bleeding into real life that has real consequences and is frankly really dangerous for a lot of the people involved. And again, what consequences are there for the university that has allowed this to happen? And I was getting in this conversation with my fiance, actually, where I was like, what is the equivalent in college football to losing draft picks? Because in the NIL era, you can lose scholarships, sure, but you can't tell me there's not a booster that's not willing to foot that bill indirectly. How do you enforce any sort of punishment for a university in our current state of college football?
It's so interesting, Carmen, that you bring that up. And Carmen Vitale sitting in for Speaks today. College football has become almost autonomous now. Like, they are above the NCAA. Like, college football,
the NCAA has never been this powerless.
And if you're a Power Five school other than Notre Dame, like, they are now their own boss. Mm-hmm. We're gonna run our own system. We've got our own playoff now. We've got our own thing. You can have your little bowl system that you're doing, but we're doing this. So who's watching the Watchmen now? Like how is there going to be fair and treatment and punishment dished out when it is deserved?
Right.
And how big of a scandal does there have to be before a university pays a price for it?
Right.
These are really important questions.
Michigan 3 years ago settled a $490 million settlement for their former team doctor and his sexual abuse on athletes. So, like, if that doesn't cost them with punishment from the NCAA, they're going to continue to think they can get away with anything that they want. And it's not just Michigan. All these schools in the Big Ten, Penn State, Michigan State,
Ohio State,
have all had similar scandals like this. And like you said, Carmen, there's no check there. There were very few checks and balances then.
Right before.
Throw it out the window
with NIL, because there's always going to be a booster or a donor or someone that is willing to indirectly pay for those, like, if you lose scholarships, and it lets these schools evade any sort of consequence or accountability. And that's how you get these patterns now that you see Michigan on, where it's like, all right, at first it was just cheating on the football field. And you know what? And I'm very much of the opinion that if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? But now it has escalated past football or athletics to real life, real danger, and real crime. Like, these are charges that the former head football coach at Michigan is now facing. He is facing jail time. And
he was the coach 4 days ago.
Exactly. And again, the timing of all of it leaves me feeling really, really icky.
I completely understand where you're coming from on it. I hate to look, because I've been in this business for so long, there's been some scar tissue that's formed with me.
Sure.
And I'm skeptical by nature, but I think I've probably become more cynical because I'm closer to a lot of this stuff. And when you see something like this, and when you start to recognize the pattern that you're talking about, you go, oh, so the Ohio State game meant more than anything.
Yes.
Like, it meant everything to the program. And once you lost that game, then it was totally okay for all of this stuff to come to light.
Right. But had you won that game, you were just going to continue sweeping all of this under the rug?
Had you won that game, there was a very real chance that Michigan's in the college football playoff.
Right.
That and your cynicism about it.
And then again,
it's warranted.
There's a blowback of responsibility of, like, clearly Sharon Moore is not in a stable mental place. And clearly he hasn't been in a long time. But if he was winning, you were willing to just ignore that? Like, as just a I can't think of any other, like, I would like to not think of any other company that can see that from one of their employees and completely disregard it because, well, you know, we're still winning. Things are still going okay. And you're just constantly waiting for this to bubble up and bubble over. It's one of those things like, what happened to the game I love? And I'm not naive enough to think that these things haven't been happening, but I just think that there is such an opportunity for universities now in the current state of college football to completely evade any sort of consequences.
We need to take a timeout. When we come back, which way am I going on this? Because I see the doc updating as we speak because we overran our time.
Did you talk to Grody about the thing?
No, cross-talk? The thing All right, at the let's, time let's, and the place?
Let's
do that.
All right, let's talk about Mark Grody being a hoop god next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Scott is in Wisconsin, and now Scott is on Spiegel and Holmes. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show. Hey,
you're right.
I got a couple questions. Great show.
You're right.
You covered some of it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Are the top three or four Hoops players in that locker room? These are very important questions that the people need to know.
Yeah. So me, then I would have to go Jade, and I would have to go three is a toss-up between like Caleb and Nick. Three is a toss-up, but I'll give it to Caleb.
Okay.
I'll give it to Caleb. I don't think we got anybody on the coaching staff that can hoop.
Antoine Randall L. He played hoops, man.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
I can attest to L's hoop skills.
Yeah, he was a borderline NBA player.
I was in Tampa with, like, even now, like, I was in Tampa with him just a few years ago. Got to know him there. Covered him in Detroit. Definition of just like a baller.
I just think it is amazing, and it shows like a generational gap, because those guys haven't checked a bio.
No, it's so true.
Because wasn't he drafted by the Cubs? I think Randall L. was drafted,
by the Cubs?
Yes.
I'm looking this up right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was drafted by the Cubs, and I want to say that he was at least like a third team like he played ball. I know that from high school. Because we were in the same conference, but these guys don't check at all.
Like, at this point, I guess I don't even trust that they know that he was a quarterback.
Right. Like, okay. That's one of those things where you tell a player and they're like, wait, what? But you know what? That happened last year when we had Coby White on. When I told him about Peter Patton. How Peter Patton got drafted into Major League Baseball. He's like, what? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Hoopers. In the Bears locker room. You know who one of those Hoopers is? Mark Grody.
Grody.
You know, because you've been in the locker room. We didn't know who was hanging out the basketball.
I was not sure what his top five would be. That's interesting that Caleb is in there. I know that...
We put Caleb at the top.
Yeah, man. I was forced to... I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but yes. I was forced to, at one point in time, take a shot in the locker room.
One for one, Mark Grody.
One for one, because Jervon Dexter... If Jervon Dexter comes up to you at 6'4", whatever he is, and says, here, you take a shot. I actually told him I couldn't. I said I can't, because that would probably look pretty bad to the rest of the media if I was to do something like that, like pandering to the players. But he then said to me, he goes, you are the media. Go ahead. I was like, yes, sir. And I took a shot with my left hand, and I made the basket.
No, you did not.
I did. Free throw line. Little bit. It wasn't a swish. Kind of danced around the rim a little bit, went in, and I said, that's it. And I will say, Jervon Dexter seemed pretty impressed.
Jervon challenged you,
he
and
did.
You accepted the challenge, and then he
really was intent on wanting me to take the shot. Like, he was just, I'm just standing off to the side.
Do you think he wanted to roast you if you missed?
I don't know, but he kept on saying,
you shut him up, didn't you?
I kept, no, you do it. So I was like, yes, sir, I finally did do it.
You got to take the shot.
You do, but you also have to understand the ramifications of taking that shot, because if you don't make it, you're never going to hear the end of it. But if you do make it, the payoff is clearly that you get called a real Hooper.
The beautiful thing about it is, even if you take the opportunity and you miss, it gives you a way to connect with guys in the locker room, even if they're making fun of you. I got made fun of all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
In the locker rooms that I covered.
Yeah.
So I'm all for Grody going ahead and taking that shot. I think he did the right thing, and he swished it.
I would say the worst thing you could do is not take it.
I agree.
The worst thing you could do, but it, like, and he played it to perfection, because you have to initially say, no, I shouldn't.
No,
I can't.
No, I can't, guys. I can't.
It's like, you know, the check dance. I'm like, no, whatever. He played it perfectly, and it worked out for him. Sounds like it was kind of a nonchalant, like, shot with the left and just draining it like that. I mean, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Have you guys ever seen the video of Alien Resurrection? With Sigourney Weaver, there's a part in the movie where she has to make an over-the-shoulder shot while walking away because she's a badass, right?
Yeah.
I guess she did it on the first take, and the rest of the crew, like, reacted because they were so, like, Ron Perlman is in the back.
There's no way that you're silent. Yeah, for sure.
Even though they weren't supposed to.
That's awesome.
Look it up during the break. It is so much fun. And she just walked it off because she's Sigourney damn Weaver. But it's just an amazing thing. We need to take a break.
Was drafted by the Cubs, by the way. 14th round.
See?
1997.
Yeah, he could kind of do everything. But his players don't know that. Mm. When we come back, what's Ben saying about his quarterback? That's next on The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.